News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, in a brutally honest piece that we were talking about earlier on the show in The Independent, writer Bill Nunan shares what happened when he said yes to hosting a house party for his teenage son. From puke everywhere, he said, to a shifting wall in the garden. But then he said every wall in the house ended up as a shifting wall. It raised the big parenting question. Is allowing teens to drink at home safer, or is it just the messy illusion of control? Like, should you do this? Should you not do this? For more on this, we're joined now by Lisa Shaw, who is a mum blogger on Instagram. Good morning to you, Lisa. I'm sure you've read Bill's piece. What's your take on how we navigate teen drinking as parents?
Good morning, Ciara. First off, I'm a mum of four boys. My boys are 9.5, 10.5, 12 and 13. So I haven't come up against it yet, but I'm heading in that direction. So I think there's a big difference between allowing them to drink at home than having a raging house party. So my own feelings on it would be, it'd be nearly a case by case basis. And once they were kind of over the age of 17, 18, parents know about it. I myself actually yesterday put up a question box on my Instagram page and just asked parents, like, you know, what's their feelings? And it was very mixed responses in what I got back to. No, no way, not on my watch. My house is open, just not for drinking. To yes, like, you know, yes, limited amount, supervised, it's better at my house than at a field. So overall, I think I will be okay with, like, the few, you know, the drinks at the house with the friends, but I'm not sure how I will be with, like, the rage and house party and, like, you know, loads of young ones.
Yeah. I have had, like, my third child turned 19 last week, but we had an 18th for him last year. And, you know, there was alcohol, there was all of that. And to be honest, I was half terrified the whole time. Now, nothing untoward, like nothing kicked off beyond what you would expect to kick off, and it wasn't actually as bad as Bill and Anne's experience, but having said that, I was nervous. I was really nervous, and again, I was even nervous because I was thinking, well, he's 18, but I don't know the age of every single person in this room. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if some of these people are 17 or 8, you know. I can't know that, really. I wasn't IDing them, but it is a kind of a minefield, isn't it? Like, you know, I think it's cut and dried from my point of view. If they're 15, 16, I don't want them drinking really anywhere. Yeah. And I certainly don't want them drinking in my house. And I don't want other people's 15 and 16 year olds drinking in my house. But as they approach 18, but they're still not yet 18, it becomes a bit grayer.
Yeah, I mean, you have that grey area, but then you have the whole thing of, well, if they're not going to do it in my house, they're going to do it somewhere else. But, you know, as I said, I think there's a big difference in, like, you know, having their few friends over, you know, having their little clique, the 6 to 8 friends that they have all the time, and, you know, the parents and all that, than to having a big raging house party. Big raging house party.
They
now,
will want know. The rage. I just have to warn you. I have to forewarn you, Lisa. They will want a raging house party at one stage. And, like, you can only say no so many times. It's quite tricky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just don't know. Like, we live out in the countryside. We have the room for all that. But like that, I would be an absolute nervous wreck into knowing who's coming. I mean, all my boys play sport. They're all into hurling, football, soccer. So God only knows, I could have half the town out here. You know, they're on that many teams. But, you know, my husband actually never drank till he was 21. So let's hope they take his route because he was into sport. But realistically, that's probably not going to happen. But I just don't know when it comes to that time. I would hope that my house would be the house that they can come to. But like that, I am not, I don't mind the shifting wall in the house. That's no problem. Shift away. But the cleaning the puke, somebody else's
puke.
I know.
Bad news. Yeah. Look, thank you for joining us this morning, Lisa. That's Lisa Shaw there, mum blogger. And let us know out there what you think. I know loads of people listening to the show this morning have teenagers who may, in fact, because there could be in the middle of exams or anything, be thinking, I want to have a post-exam party, mum and dad, or mum or dad, or whatever. And where do you stand on it? Where do you stand on throwing the parties, on allowing the drink, and on what age, and on all of it? Because we're as confused as anybody here in News Talk Breakfast. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.